Despite calls for change, Thorold residents voted for another 4 years of the same. There were very little surprises in this year's election results. Out of 6 sitting council members up for re-election, only one, Victoria Wilson, did not get back in. There was only a 3-vote difference between Wilson and sitting council member Jim Handley, who did manage to snag a seat. When asked if she would fight the results, Wilson refused to comment. "It's very fresh," she told Thorold today. Handley, whose actions have come under scrutiny in the last 4 years, saw his vote count dwindle by almost 800, when compared to the previous election. In 2018, he managed to amass 2,222 votes. Last night, he garnered only 1,454. Handley refused Thorold today's request for comment. Handley wasn't the only sitting councillor to see a decline. Vote totals were down across the board this year. In 2018, 5,219 residents participated in the election, compared to only 4,508 this year. The real winner of the night was Henry D'Angela, who received the most votes of all elected councillors. He managed to get 8.34%, or 2,133 votes. "I'm very pleasantly surprised," he told Thorold today. "I was just hoping to finish in the top 8, so for me to finish first, it was a bit of a surprise." D'Angela is no stranger to local politics. In the last 2 decades, he has served as Thorold mayor, city councillor, and Niagara regional councillor. D'Angela ran for Thorold mayor back in 2018 when he lost to Terry Ugolini. Last night was D'Angela's big return to municipal politics. "I'm very excited getting back into an elected position to represent my community," D'Angela said. "I'm grateful that the citizens of Thorold returned me back to council. I hope I can live up to their expectations and do a good job for them." Newcomer Tim O'Hare managed to come in third with 1,930 votes, or 7.54% of the vote. "I did not expect that," he said, in a short interview with Thorold today. "I know I worked quite hard and met a lot of people in Thorold, but I did not expect the outcome. I'm extremely honored and thrilled." O'Hare stepped into the spotlight this year to try to stop a new housing development on 16 Ormond Street S from happening. Now, O'Hare is ready to fight for all of Thorold. "Thorold is a very big, fast-growing city and we have so many issues to cover," he said. "It's not about Ormond Street, it's not about Pine Street, it's not about any other street. It's about all of our great city. We have a lot of need and we have a lot of areas that we need to focus on, build better, and invest in." Another newcomer, Mike DeDivitis, managed to secure the 6th spot in the race with 1,645 votes. When it comes to the mayoral race, there was no real surprise. As a newcomer with little to no experience, Damon Ford had an uphill battle to try to persuade voters to pick him. It was no surprise then that Terry Ugolini managed to secure a second term with 72.71% of the vote. "It is a boost of confidence," Ugolini told Thorold today. "I think people are happy where we're heading. We got a strong mandate to continue and I'm excited about that." Ugolini says that he wants to keep building on what he started 4 years ago. "I think the path we're on is showing results," he said. "We were always building the houses, but now we're building the commercial and industrial growth. That is so essential. Not only is it providing jobs, but it also helps support our tax base and allows us to be able to do the projects we need to do moving forward while maintaining a reasonable tax rate for the residents." There were no surprises in the school board election either. Nancy Beamer reclaimed her seat on the District School Board of Niagara with 55.04%, and Rhiannon Burkholder managed to snag another term on the Niagara Catholic District School Board with 72.30%. Despite the low election turnout, voters have largely expressed their desire to keep Thorold going the way it has for the last 4 years.